You are listening to John's Story, an audiobiography, read by John Lennon. Part 3, Tangled Up in Something Way Over Our Heads.
There came a point in our friendship where we had to ask ourselves what our role was. Where did we belong? This was after the Beatles had been formed and then deformed. We found ourselves tangled up into something that was way over our heads. Who were we? I'm just a man that can create things, but they've always said that there was something more to me. I'm not trying to harp upon my success as a rock and roll artist, but trying to dig deeper into what I was originally put here for. After the group broke up, we all went our separate but equal ways. I found myself trying my hand at various jobs that left me feeling useless. Perhaps I was just supposed to be a shooting star, something that grabbed your attention for a unique piece of time and then just burned off into the darkness. I was starting to believe this. Old patterns and old habits started to creep back into their places. This was a very dark time. The control that had been felt in years prior was now being erased. Everything about me was being erased, not erased so much as covered up. John Lennon was given new clothes to wear. He was told that those were the best possible clothes he could ever wear for his situation. And being John Lennon and all, I followed along, allowing this false character to take shape. It was an ugly infraction that was hard to shed. When, upon a Christmas holiday, Paul happened to be coming into the same town I'd been acting as this false John, it struck me. This is not what I was put here to do. It has always been a bigger path, and as the years progress and the visions become more vivid and tangible, I'm starting to think that this isn't just something that my drugged up head came up with. The word prophet would have been used in the old times. And Paul was, as he has always been, a beacon of hope for ourselves and the whole worldwide. Just all of us. Every last human being. All of us. The billions and billions and billions of people. He may very well be our last beacon of hope.
Thank you for listening to John's Story, an audiobiography. This has been a reality recording. For more reality recordings, please visit therealityinstitute.net.